You are listening to Decoupling, a live app with domain events, written by Robert Gonasiski, published on March 21, 2026, part 2 of the IHA migration series, implementing a dual write strategy and migrating core services to an event-driven architecture. Begin article, section, Decoupling a live app with domain events, part 2. In part 1 of this series, we introduced RabbitMQ and built our proof of concept. The IFIBAS service, RabbitMQ provider, a DLX retry pattern, and our first emitter, comment service create comment. By the end of phase 0, we had one event running reliably in production behind a feature flag. For phase 1, we applied this pattern to all tier 1 services. 14 ZOD schemas, 25 queue handlers across 3 consumer classes were built, and emit sites were added to comment service, record service, and occurrence CRUD helper. We also added 79 new tests. Here is how we executed phase 1, the design choices we made, and a tricky bug that changed how we guard event bus access. Pause. Subsection. The dual write strategy. Our top priority for phase 1 was safety. Since IHA has active users, we couldn't risk breaking the app. Switching entirely from direct service calls to event emissions wasn't safe yet. Instead, we used a dual write strategy. Services now emit events and run their existing inline side effects. If the event broker fails, the inline call still handles the work and the user notices nothing. The inline side effects below it still run. The event goes to consumers who perform the same side effects redundantly. In phase 2, once consumers are proven reliable under production load, the inline calls are removed. The first catch is crucial. Without it, a rejected emit promise crashes the Node.js process or clutters the logs. Using void tells TypeScript, we're intentionally
list item. Keep payloads minimal. We only send IDs, not full objects. Consumers fetch the extra data they need. This keeps payloads light and ensures consumers use current data, avoiding stale data from the exact moment of emission. List item. Include optional fields for update diffs. For events like record.dated, we include the previous values of changed fields. This lets the consumer easily check if something important changed, like visibility, without fetching the old state from the database, which prevents race conditions. List item. Treat visibility changes as distinct events. Instead of bundling visibility changes into regular updates, we created a specific visibility caned event. These are moderated actions with different rules and consumers. List item. Only validate UUIDs when guaranteed. We didn't use UEDate validation for UID'd because we use Lucia session IDs, not UUIDs. We only strictly validated actual database UUIDs to avoid rejecting valid events. Pause. Subsection. The emit pattern.
Every emit site uses a fire and forget pattern with catch logging. Because our service registry doesn't support circular constructor injection, we use a lazy getter for the event bus. It resolves the service on its first access. For static helper classes like record moderation, art another, pistos, we can't use this. Instead, we use a dynamic import. Pause. Subsection. Three services. Three integration patterns. List item. Comment service. Added 3 new emit sites for updating, deleting, and toggling visibility. List item. Record service. Added the lazy getter and emit sites for creating, updating, and deleting records. The update payload cleverly includes only the previous values for fields that actually changed. List item. Occurrence CRUD helper. This helper touches multiple services and isn't registered in the service registry. We made the getter null safe with a try catch, which led to an interesting bug. Pause. Subsection. The IFIBAS emit guard problem. During testing, we hit a tricky bug with the null safe getter and occurrence CRUD helper. We initially used optional chaining, event bus, emit soper, to guard the call.
In tests, the mock service registry returns a truthy mock object, but it lacks the emit method. Because the object isn't null, optional chaining proceeds, tries to call, emit, and throws a tyro. Event bus emit is not a function. The fix, we replaced optional chaining with an explicit type guard. Checking type event bus for create emit function safely verifies the method exists before calling it. Pause. Subsection, bounded context consumers. Instead of creating a consumer for every single event, we grouped them by entity context, common event consumers, record event consumers, and occurrence event consumers. Each class registers its queue bindings in the constructor. A single event can fan out to multiple queues simultaneously. If a cache invalidation handler fails, it doesn't break the search indexer handler. Pause. Subsection, testing strategy. We wrote 79 new tests broken into two main groups. Point 1, schema contract tests, 38 tests. These catch schema drift. We test valid payloads, missing fields, and invalid UUIDs. Note, ZOD v4 strictly checks for UUID v4 formats, so your test fixtures must use valid v4 strings. With a 4 in the 13th position. Point 2, consumer unit tests, 41 tests. We mocked the dependencies and tested the handler methods directly to ensure they call the right downstream services. No RabbitMQ broker is needed here. Pause. Subsection. What we learned at list item. Dual write works. Running both paths simultaneously was safe because our redundant side effects were idempotent. List item. Explicit emit guards are necessary. Optional chaining isn't enough when dealing with test mocks. Always check if the method is a function. List item. Contract tests save time. They caught schema drift 3 times during development, preventing silent runtime failures. List item. In phase 2, we will remove the inline side effects. The consumer will become the only path. We will also extract our tools into a Turbor APO mono repo, spinning out the notification and search services into their own isolated processes. Our event boundary work makes this extraction safe and reliable. Repository updates, phase 1. List item. New files, 10 ZOD schemas, records, occurrences, 3 consumer classes, 69 unit contract tests. List item. Modified files, constants, index exports, comment service, record service, helper classes, and RabbitMQ initialization. End of article.